We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story spectacular. Double feature.
It's a story spectacular baby foodie double feature. Today's delicious adventures are The Great Corn Crusader and Cranberry Makeover. If you enjoy these culinary delights, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the tasty show you can take on the go. Listen along while you're cooking a meal, eating a snack, or even while you're traveling to your next foodie adventure. I'm your host, Angie. Today's show is a double feature with two delicious offerings. We will tag along with the baby foodie, a culinary hero who travels the globe in search of a tasty adventure. First, we will visit a corn farm to help solve a pesty pest problem. I sure hope the baby foodie and his trusty sidekick, Hot Sauce, can help save the farm. Let's find out and begin our first foodie tale now.
Adventures of the Baby Foodie, the Great Corn Crusader.
The baby foodie is a tiny tot who wears a cape to fly, then spins the cape around his neck to use as a handy bib for enjoying tasty meals. Along with his faithful companion, Hot Sauce, the baby foodie travels the globe, food fighting for justice.
Tasty ventures ahoy!
Today, the baby foodie and Hot Sauce journey to the American South to visit a corn farm. Here, they meet a kind old ear of corn named Pop, who is in desperate need of their help.
Hello, Popcorn. I'm the baby foodie, and I heard your corn farm is in trouble.
Yes, indeed, baby foodie. Thank goodness you're here.
Popcorn then tells the baby foodie all about how he's been growing corn on the farm for decades. After the corn kernels are harvested, they are sent over to the old mill, where they are stone ground and turned into delicious grits for families all over to enjoy. But the corn farm is in trouble because of a weevil infestation. Weevils are little bugs that eat the kernels of corn before Pop has a chance to pick them.
Those evil weevils sound like a real nuisance. But have no fear, Popcorn. My trusty sidekick, Hot Sauce, and I may have a solution.
Ooh. I'm all ears.
Well, you see, Popcorn, weevils can't stand the taste of hot sauce. So, we will simply water the corn and add a few drops of hot sauce in with the spray. Then, we're gonna hose those weevils down.
Well, hot corn dog, that sounds like a great idea.
Let's go for it.
Hey, baby corn, would you mind fetching us a hose, please?
Sure thing, Pop.
The baby foodie adds a few drops of Hot Sauce's super spicy pepper juice into the water.
Ooh.
He then grabs the hose, and with the help of his magical cape, the baby foodie leaps into the air, flying around the entire farm. He sprays the hose, watering the corn while chasing away those obnoxious insects.
Time to move along, you evil weevils! Ew! Yuck! I hate hot sauce!
Yeah, me too. This is very distasteful.
Let's blow this vegetable stand. Yeah, let's get out of here. I heard there's a peanut farm the next town over.
The evil weevils packed up and hightailed it out of the corn farm. The spicy hot sauce was the perfect ingredient to solve the pesky pest problem.
Ooh!
You saved the day, baby foodie. How can we ever repay you?
How about a nice bowl of grits, Popcorn?
Ah, shucks. One bowl of grits coming right up.
The baby foodie turns the cape around his neck to use as a handy bib. He sits down at the dinner table with his trusty sidekick Hot Sauce and his new corny friends to dine on a delicious bowl of grits.
Yummy!
That sure was a tasty adventure. I can't wait to see where the baby foodie travels to next. To see illustrations from today's adventure and from other spectacular episodes, check out our Facebook page. You can also follow Story Spectacular on Twitter and Instagram at Storytacular. Tell us where you think the baby foodie should travel to next.
Tasty ventures ahoy!
Now it's time to hear some brand new corny jokes with Digger the Dog.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Hey everybody.
Digger is joining us this week to tell us some jokes about corn. Take it away, Digger.
Sure. What is a farmer's favorite sweet treat?
What is a farmer's favorite treat?
Candy corn, of course.
Yummy.
What do you get when you cross a magical horse with a vegetable?
What do you get?
A unicorn. How much do pirates charge for corn on the cob?
How much?
A buccaneer.
Arg, me like corn.
Well, hot corn dog, those were some silly jokes about corn, Digger. Come back again and tell us some more jokes soon.
Sounds good. Goodbye for now.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
That was one scrumptious show.
Yummy!
We went on a tasty adventure with the baby foodie. And then heard some real corny jokes from our friend, Digger the Dog. I don't know about you, but this episode is making me hungry.
Ha! Story Spectacular!
Double, 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 double feature!
In our second foodie feature, the baby foodie and Hot Sauce return. Today they will go back in time to visit New England during the 1600s. Here, they will find a bog of wild cranberries. You see, back in the olden days, people would find wild cranberry bushes growing in bogs and swamps. The berries were easy to pick, but they didn't taste very good. In fact, they taste really dry and sour.
Ew, yuck!
So, the baby foodie and Hot Sauce are going back in time to help invent a brand new way to eat cranberries. Let's begin this very exciting adventure now.
Adventures of the Baby Foodie! Cranberry Makeover!
It's time once again for another installment of The Baby Foodie. He's a tiny tot who wears a cape to fly, then spins it around his neck to use as a handy bib while enjoying a tasty meal.
Yummy!
Along with his faithful companion, Hot Sauce, the baby foodie travels around the world and through time, food fighting for justice.
Tasty ventures ahoy!
In today's installment, the baby foodie and Hot Sauce will travel back in time to the 1600s. Here, they meet a cranberry named Chuck, who was feeling bogged down by a real dilemma.
Hi, Chuck Cranberry. I'm the baby foodie, and I hear you're feeling a little sour.
That's exactly right, baby foodie. You see, us cranberries are wonderfully nutritious fruits, but nobody seems to want to eat us because we're not very sweet or juicy like the other berries. Most people choose to eat strawberries, raspberries, or even blueberries instead. Us cranberries are always getting picked last.
Huh, that is quite the conundrum. But have no fear, Chuck Cranberry. I think I have a solution to your problem that's going to cranberry boggle your mind.
Ooh! Oh, I'm very excited to hear it.
Well, Hot Sauce and I are going to give all of the cranberries in your bog a makeover.
A makeover?
We are going to transform these dry, sour berries into a delicious treat that everyone will want to eat.
Hooray! Let's go for it.
Woo! Come on!
The baby foodie, Hot Sauce, and Chuck Cranberry make their way over to the woods.
To begin, we will go on an ingredient scavenger hunt and gather items for our makeover recipe. First, we need to collect some maple syrup.
Look, there's a maple tree over here.
Pleasure to meet you, Maple. Could you spare some syrup for our cranberry makeover?
Aw, how sweet. Of course I can.
The kind maple tree hands over a leaf-shaped jug of maple syrup.
Here you are, baby foodie.
Thank you kindly, Maple.
Next, the crew travels over to the edge of the forest.
We're also gonna need some ginger root. I think I smell some growing underground here.
Ha! The baby foodie grabs a baby spoon and uses it to dig up a big hunk of ginger.
Perfect!
That's gonna be so yummy!
Then they all make their way over to the edge of the cranberry bog and go inside an old rustic cabin. The baby foodie lays out the ingredients on the countertop.
It looks like the last thing we need to collect is an orange to zest up our recipe.
Oh no, baby foodie, oranges don't grow around here. What are we going to do?
Have no fear, my fruity friend. I can use my super foodie cape to fly down south and fetch us an orange. I'll be back before you can say, "Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?"
Oh!
Ready?
Ready!
Here I go!
The baby foodie uses his super cape to fly in the air, and he races all the way down south where he spots a grove of orange trees. He swoops down and selects a big, juicy orange. Then he flies up in the air and races back to Chuck and Hot Sauce, just as they're saying,
"Banana!"
Oh, yeah.
See, I told you I'd have it back in no time.
Ha!
The baby foodie places the orange down next to the maple syrup and the ginger root.
These three ingredients should help spice up your flavor, Chuck Cranberry.
Oh, crantastic! I can't wait for my transformation!
Oh, yeah.
Haha, you're in luck because Hot Sauce is an expert sauce maker.
Yeah.
He knows exactly how to mix flavors together to create delicious concoctions.
Oh, yeah.
The baby foodie and Chuck went out to the cranberry bog and gathered a bunch of berries off of the cranberry bush, then brought them back to Hot Sauce in the kitchen. he put them in a pot and simmered them down until they turned into a nice berry sauce.
Stewing cranberries down makes a great texture.
It sure does.
Then hot sauce added a little bit of grated ginger, a pinch of orange zest, and sweetened it with a little maple syrup.
It looks great. How does it taste, hot sauce?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. I love the new look. And the new taste. Cranberry sauce is delicious.
It sure is. Now everyone's gonna wanna pick you.
Thank you so much for this cransational makeover, baby foodie. How can we ever repay you?
Well, the only payment I accept is delicious food. How's about a nice bowl of cranberry sauce?
Haha, of course. One bowl of sauce coming right up.
The baby foodie turns his cape around to use as a handy bib while he enjoys a bowl of the very first cranberry sauce along with hot sauce and Chuck Cranberry. From that day forward, cranberry sauce could be enjoyed by millions of people all around the world thanks to this very wonderful invention from the 1600s. I like that cranberry sauce story very much. It's a fun way to think about food. If you thought this imaginative story about cranberry sauce was crantastic, then send us a note. Join the Story Spectacular Facebook group and tell us about your favorite food invention.
Yum.
You can also tell us where you think the baby foodie and hot sauce should travel to next.
Tasty ventures ahoy!
It's always so fun to go on adventures with friends. And speaking of friends, we just received another letter from not one, but two animal pals. It's time for Animail, where we read listener mail from our animal friends. Today's Animail comes from our listeners, Billy the Beluga Whale and Sandy the Sandpiper Bird. They write,
Dear Angie and friends, my name is Billy the Beluga Whale.
And I'm Sandy the Sandpiper Bird.
We are best friends with so much in common. We both love the ocean and we both love listening to spectacular stories.
That's right. Billy and I just listened to the story about Puff the Blowfish who loved to blow bubbles. Guess what? We love bubbles too!
I like to blow bubbles with my blowhole and send them up into the air.
Then I like to fly by and pop the bubbles with my pointy beak.
One time, I blew a very special bubble that was so big and beautiful.
Yeah, it was just too pretty to pop, so instead, Billy and I followed the bubble.
I swam underneath the bubble.
And I flew above the pretty bubble. We traveled for hours following the bubble until we reached a remarkable place. Tell them what we saw, Billy.
It was an ocean geyser, a beautiful spring of water that shot up into the air. We saw the bubble float over the geyser and then launch way up into the sky.
It was so magnificent.
It sure was. And now Sandy and I have another thing in common. We both think geysers are amazing.
If we see any more amazing things on our ocean adventures, we will be sure to write back and let you know. Until then, have fun following bubbles.
Your friends, Billy the Beluga.
And Sandy the Sandpiper.
Thanks for the listener mail, Billy and Sandy. It's so nice to hear about your fun adventures together. A special thanks to Paul and Donna from the Varmints podcast for lending their voices for today's Animail. If you and your child enjoy learning fun facts about interesting animals, then you will love tuning into Varmints. Subscribe to Varmints wherever you get your podcasts. I'm looking forward to learning more about interesting animals and looking forward to reading more animail from our animal listeners soon. Today's show was a celebration of all things spherical. We tagged along with the baby foodie and hot sauce and helped Chuck Cranberry get a makeover. Together we created a delicious cranberry recipe.
Ooh, yeah.
I think cranberries are crantastic.
Yum, yum, yum.
We also received some bubbly listener mail from our friends Billy and Sandy, who enjoy blowing and popping bubbles together. I think adventures with friends make the world go round.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. While you're there, you can get free song downloads and printable activity pages too. Thank you all for tuning in to this Baby Foodie double feature. Come back next time for another helping. Thanks for listening.
Have a tasty